This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. The Montana Supreme Court has put stricter confines on what information law enforcement can access when carrying out searches on a digital device. Bradley Mefford of Butte was arrested in 2016 for child pornography. Mefford was violating his parole curfew at the time. He gave his parole officer, Jake Miller, permission to read a Facebook Messenger conversation between him and his daughter. But instead of just reading the conversation, the officer continued to search through other areas of the phone. The court vacated the charges against Mefford, ruling that the search was unlawful because it was not executed pursuant to a valid warrant exception and therefore was not reasonable within the meaning of the Montana and United States constitutions. The opinion was written by Justice Beth Baker, who compared the search of Mefford's phone to a search of a physical space. Quote, "It was no more reasonable for Miller to believe he had permission to search Mefford's photos to corroborate the identity of his daughter than it would have been for him to search through a photo album in Mefford's bedroom or a Rolodex on Mefford's office desk for information regarding Mefford's daughter," Baker wrote. The ACLU of Montana, which filed a friend of the court brief arguing on Mefford's behalf, applauded the ruling in a press release. In its filing, the ACLU of Montana had argued that the courts must interpret state and federal constitutions to protect against police indiscriminately rummaging through private and sensitive information on electronic devices. Quote, "We live in a reality in which each of us carries our entire life in the palm of our hand," said Jennifer Granick, Surveillance and Cybersecurity Counsel with the ACLU's Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project. "The decision is an important step towards ensuring there are real constitutional limits on searches of our digital information." Billings School Superintendent Greg Upham announced to staff Friday morning that he will retire at the end of the current school year. In the letter, Upham thanked the school district staff and promised to, quote, "remain committed to the school district until his retirement." Upham began his time as superintendent of the Billings Schools in 2018. He was previously the assistant superintendent of the Helena Public Schools. A Montana native, he began his teaching career in Browning and Belt and joined the Helena School District in 1992. Flathead County health officials have confirmed the first cases of the seasonal flu in the state. The department said Friday that two cases of influenza were reported to the Flathead City County Health Department recently. One of those cases involved a hospitalization. Nationally, the type A, that's H3N2 strain, was most prevalent in recent weeks, according to CDC data. The number of flu cases nationally began trending upward in early September. Health officials are encouraging residents to consider getting a seasonal flu shot with the arrival of the virus. Health officials note it takes up to 2 weeks after vaccination for antibodies to develop in the body and to provide protection against the flu. Symptoms of the flu may include fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle aches, headaches, and extreme tiredness. Some people may have vomiting and diarrhea, although that's more common in children. People usually become ill 1 to 3 days after being infected. Complications can include bacterial pneumonia, ear infections, sinus infections, dehydration, and a worsening of other chronic medical conditions such as diabetes, asthma, or congestive heart failure. Staff shortages at the Billings Airport, at airline ticket counters, and the TSA have caused some people to miss their flights. Quote, "With most of the airlines and the TSA being short of staff, we are seeing long lines on certain days, and some passengers being left behind as they try to get through the check-in and screening processes. Right now, passengers need to get 2 hours before their flight time to ensure they make it to their flight. Mornings have been especially difficult when all the airlines are launching their first flights for the day. That's according to Kevin Plone, City of Billings Director of Aviation and Transit. Come October, mornings could get worse as some airlines' schedules change, according to Plone. Quote, "We expect the situation to continue right into the holidays, so arriving early is the best way to avoid any issues," according to Plone. The Flathead Hotshots, elite crews that fight wildfires, are headed to Florida to help with recovery efforts after Hurricane Ian devastated the state with historic flooding and damage. The Flathead crew also helped with the cleanup from Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. They expect to arrive on Saturday and be there until November 13th or 14th. Because of their background in firefighting and elite chainsaw work, they often clear debris and trees, starting with major highways and then working back into county and local roads. The City of Bozeman will begin a pilot program offering a limited number of bear-resistant trash bins to Bozeman neighborhoods that bears frequent. Quote, "Garbage is the number one attractant for bears, so securing your garbage is the best way to protect yourself and bears." That's according to Takami Clark, Communications and Engagement Manager for the City of Bozeman. Quote, "Doing this will help bears live longer in their natural habitats." The bear-resistant trash bins are special bins that are compatible with city trucks and provide secure storage of garbage as they are difficult for bears to open. Due to the higher cost of buying and maintaining the bins, the city only has a limited number available and has prioritized neighborhoods that experience the most bear conflicts. Bins cost $5 a month in addition to the current charges. A new report released Thursday found that food grown locally in Montana supports $158 million in retail sales across the state's wider economy, but the state remains challenged in terms of processing what it raises. The report evaluated the economic value of local food, which by definition is food produced and consumed in the state without ever leaving the state for finishing or processing elsewhere. The demand for local food has increased in recent years, both nationally and in Montana. Sales of local farm products totaled $12 billion in 2017, up from $8.7 billion in 2015. In Montana last year, farmers markets received $17.3 million in revenue and generated an additional $10.4 million in new spending from residential wages, tax payments, sales, and investments that occurred as a result of farmers markets. The industry supports more than 1,100 jobs in the state and provides $31.9 million in labor income. But the report also found the state's ability to process local food to be lacking. Montana employed 3,000 persons in the food processing sector in the 1950s. While the population of the state has since doubled, only 2,600 people are employed there now. Reliance on outside processing also remains a factor, especially in the ranch sector. While the state is known for animal production, most of the meat consumed in the state, according to the report, is imported or re-imported after it is finished and processed elsewhere. And finally, a University of Montana alumnus knew he wanted to propose to his girlfriend in a special way, so he purchased an engraved Centennial Circle brick near the Grizzly statue that said, "Lindsay Trenary, will you marry me?" He lured his girlfriend to the spot 2 hours before the September 24th homecoming game to propose. UM says next spring the brick right below it will be engraved. She said yes. If you need to hear this report again, please check the podcast on our Treasure State Radio or KGRTDB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 48 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, in 26 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.